And Johnny Manziel has just walked into our studio, taking his seat to join us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Johnny, first of all, welcome to Cleveland.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's glad to be here.
You know, you made this very clear in any number of ways that this is where you wanted to be, and not just because this is where you are now, but going back, you were targeting, you were looking at this club. Tell us why the Browns, why to you was this the right fit?
I felt like all the way from the top when I sat down with Mr. Haslam and Mr. Farmer and Coach Pettine and Coach Shanahan and Coach Loggins, just felt like a really good, solid situation for me where I could continue to grow as a football player and grow as a man. And for me, moving forward, that's exactly what I wanted. And a fan base and a city that has so much love for this team and this organization. That for me speaks volumes about this place and bringing this winning attitude that these guys have and bringing it to this city and getting some wins this year and making this team better, which I think we did yesterday. Added a great corner and still have some picks left to go. And they've done a great job in free agency. And throughout this whole process, they've done a good job. And for me, that really that was really always in my head.
When you were in the green room waiting to be picked, and as the draft was unfolding, did you at any point reach out to a team or reach out to and say, hey, let's do this, man. Let's get it going.
We were talking, me and Coach Shanahan and Coach Loggins were talking a little bit before I'd actually been picked and said some scenarios that could potentially be going on. For me, I was like, this is where I want to be. Let's do this. Let's stand on the table and let's go.
I love that, by the way, and I think everybody listening loves that. I knew I got sent just talking to you yesterday after your draft, and I knew you wanted to be here, and I think that's such a great story that you're saying, let's do this, let's do it together, let's do it in Cleveland. Are you a little bit blown away by the support from the fans? Like, I'm sure you knew it was going to be crazy in Cleveland, but is it even crazier than you thought?
I don't think I've got to see it all yet. I'm sure when I get around the city later this afternoon and just get out and about, that I'll really hopefully get a buzz. But it's awesome to have two first round picks and to get me and Justin. I feel like it's what we wanted to do and where we're headed moving forward. It's really, really good.
You know, as you look at what you're getting into, the NFL in general and the competition and the variables, and there's been so much talked about how your game's going to translate. How is your game going to translate? As you think about this, and I know you thought about this before the draft, what are the thoughts there in terms of how you can see it happening and maybe I know you haven't had the extensive conversations yet with Coach Shanahan or Coach Loggins, but you've got some idea of how this might work. How do you see it in a kind of a perfect scenario starting with your rookie year?
My rookie year, I'm coming in and for me, I know that there's respect that needs to be earned, and there's a lot of things I have to do to gain the trust and confidence of these guys in this locker room. And more than anything, these guys, my teammates, are what's most important. And I feel like if we get tight enough, get close enough, and all come together with the same attitude, that we can have a lot of success. So more than anything, I want what's best for this team. But there's no selfishness about it. It has nothing to do with me. If I'm the guy to help make this team better and lead us into a position to win, then absolutely that's what I want.
Do you have a chip on your shoulder?
I've had one for a very long time now. It's nothing new.
Johnny, you're here to compete. You're a competitor. You want to be the starting quarterback for this team. Brian Hoyer wants to compete. You talked about the message, and you liked his competitive nature. Have you two spoken since you've been drafted by the Browns?
We have not. I'm sure we'll get a chance to talk soon. But like I said earlier, that's a teammate of mine, a guy that – obviously, with that attitude, I wouldn't want anything else other than that. So a guy that I can absolutely learn from and has had success, and unfortunately was sidelined by an injury last year. And it was fun watching him while he was on a little run there last year. So a very talented player, and looking forward to learning from him in the near future.
And as you said, you're going to learn more about Cleveland, but really no city is going to embrace someone who can help this football team more than this town will. I mean, you've probably had some briefing about what the history of this fan base is like and how long it's been for them to feel good about anything. And does it occur to you that you being here is giving a feeling that folks in this town haven't had in a long, long time, just of a positive, exciting way?
I think there's buzz, and that's very good for us in this organization. And you do that by making the right picks for this organization. And I think Mr. Farmer, I think he has done a good job of having the values that he wants his team to have, an idea, a plan moving forward, and now they're attacking that, whether it was free agency or with the draft. So I think they have the right mentality, a winning mindset, and doing that in the right way and doing it soon. And that's what they want, and that's what I think all of our focuses are here.
Have you gotten to reach out? I know you haven't talked to Brian Hoyer specifically, but any of the other teammates? I know Josh Gordon, for one, is very happy that you're here.
Yeah, I'll be very excited to get a chance to meet those guys and talk to them. I saw Joe Hayden sent me Justin a tweet last night, which was very cool to see, a very, very, very good corner. So I'm very excited about these guys and my future teammates.
Well,
I was going to say, what do you know of just the schematic part of this, the offense in general, that you like, or you know, what are some of the highlights in your mind that have been presented to you at least in the cursory football discussions you've had?
Yeah, a big thing for me was when I sat down and looked at an install that was on the board the first day I came in, the terminology and some of the things that were used, I sat down and immediately knew them going back to my days with Coach Sherman. So looking at those, when Coach Shanahan walked in, I was like, is this so and so? Is this the way this play is drawn up? And he's like, yeah. So there was a lot of similarities in there, and I felt really comfortable with it. If any offense that I got a chance to learn or go over the past couple months dealing with these teams, this was one that I felt extremely comfortable with.
Johnny, thanks so much for spending time with us. I'm sure it'll be the first of many media opportunities for you here now as a first-round pick for the Cleveland Browns. Appreciate the time. Best of luck, and we're all very, very happy to have you here.
Thank you, Johnny. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll be back with more here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The number 8 pick in the draft, Justin Gilbert, will be with us right after this.